Hey, it's time again for Checkoff Chat. That's a program that is brought to you courtesy of the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. They have been around for generations helping Wisconsin and all Upper Midwest livestock marketers find the services and details about sales sites and prices online, equitycoop.com. The Wisconsin Beef Council is busy, busy, busy at this time of the year. You know your checkoff dollars are at work, research, education, and promotion, beeftips.com, how you can follow all the items that we are going to be discussing today with Caitlin Riley, their communications director. And we start with one of our favorite events. This is something the Midwest Farm Report just absolutely adores every year. It's May Burger Month, and Wisconsin Beef Council, again, doing it upright.
That's right, we are. We've always done a really fun promotion for Madison Burger Week, and we decided to kick that off statewide last year with the Best Burger Contest, because like you said, May is beef month, it's grilling season, it's burger month. Last year, we saw this contest explode across the state, and our winner was Pickles Barn Grill way up in Hazelhurst, and they told us from April 1st, when they were announced in the top eight until June 1st, so after they are announced as a winner, their burger sales went up 530%. Mm. They had to hire another sous chef to get on board, and we heard from all the other participating restaurants as well that they saw a big boost in business. So we weren't sure what was going to happen in the second year, and it's really looking about the same. We have our top eight finalists across the state. Some of them you may remember from last year. So we have the 1111 Burgers and Beignets in Fond du Lac, Brazen Head Pub in West Bend, Brothers on Oak in Baraboo, The Dump in Cambria, Iron Horse Saloon in Hurley. That was one heck of a drive for Tammy to go up there, but she said it was well worth it to try that burger. The Local Press Burger Bar in Kewaskum, and Mim's Charcoal Grill in Menasha, and then The Straight Home in Eland. So we've been traveling to these locations, getting some pictures of their burgers, meeting with their staff to learn a little bit more about their story. And we also have a secret panel of judges now that is traveling to evaluate these burgers. They're judging them on taste, appearance. Of course, they have to be a 100% beef burger patty. And so we will be just as excited as everyone else to learn who that winner is. And we are going to make that announcement right on May 1st.
Oh, excellent. Now, let me ask about engagement with the audience. Obviously, we'll be featuring these burgers at beeftips.com. Do they have a vote, Caitlin? Is there something that's going to be happening to help trigger a People's Choice Award or something like that?
That's something that we have talked about. We don't have a People's Choice Award yet, but I think that that is something we might consider in the future. Our nominations across the state are what put these Elite Eight on the map, and I think we had about 5,600 nominations from across the state come in. They didn't have to necessarily pick a specific burger, but they picked their restaurant of choice. And as you can imagine, with the diversity of bars, taverns, restaurants we have across the state, it took a lot of nominations to make it into the top eight when you have that many folks getting their opinions out there. So we know we're a little bit heavy on the eastern side. Hopefully in year three, we'll get some more voices on the western side of the state. But I think the biggest public participation that we're seeing now is folks are taking that map and using it as a road trip for these summer grilling adventures or getting out of their winter blues and getting a great bite to eat.
I know personally, I've seen some of these restaurants turn it into their summer advertising campaign just to be a part of the Elite Eight. So kind of keep your eyes open for that as well, and do participate. Go to beeftips.com if you want to see the Elite Eight, and we'll keep you posted as they kind of move it towards the winner. Now, another event that Wisconsin Beef Council is involved with is with one of our favorite partners in the state of Wisconsin. You can't say Quick Trip and not think Wisconsin. Now they're thinking Wisconsin Beef.
That's right. May Beef Month, we are going to have a beef message right there at the pump for folks who are fueling up. Of course, we're using the Fueled by Beef little pun there because we know that beef is a great powerhouse of nutrition. A 3-ounce serving of cooked beef has about 170 calories, 25 grams of protein. What better way to fuel your bodies while you're fueling your car than to be thinking about this great product that our farmers across the state are producing? And we've even had a chance to work with Pit Boss for this. So combining a couple of great elements together, so when you're fueling up at the pump in May, pay attention to those ads because there will be an opportunity for you to win a Pit Boss Navigator. It's a grill and smoker combination all in one, so less space out there in your patio for those folks who are adamant about cooking their meats in the summer months. And you can get additional entries to win by purchasing fresh beef products in the store. So get your gas, pop in the store, grab some ground beef or maybe some of their steaks that they have, and that'll get you additional entries to win in that Quick Rewards app.
When are we celebrating that all by the end of the month?
We are, yep. So it'll start in the beginning of May and end at the end of May, and we will announce our winner then in June. And we're just really excited because, like you said, it's hard to think about a road trip in Wisconsin without stopping at Quick Trip.
Yeah, they are our staple, as is the Wisconsin Beef Council. If you're just joining us, Caitlin Riley is along with us, their communications coordinator, and we are focused in on all things May Beef Month. You've heard about the Elite 8 burgers that you can sample yourself now across the state, and then, of course, the Quick Trip campaign. Let's talk a little bit more about something else that we see in April, but will continue once things dry out a little bit around Wisconsin and we start looking pretty again. Tours. That is a fundamental part of the Wisconsin Beef Council and its quest to educate those not a part of the beef industry. What do you got planned this year, Caitlin?
That's right. And this year we're taking a new twist on it. In the past, we've taken out culinary students and influencers, and we're focusing a lot on our retailers. And what's really great is that they've reached out to us wanting to make these connections. So they're eager for information. And May is going to be very busy with some back-to-back tours. The first is going to be on May 13th with the Wisconsin Grocers Association. So retailers, all shapes and sizes across the state, are going to join us in Lodi, Wisconsin at Marta Angus. Of course, we know Terry and Ardell Quam very well. Terry does a lot of work with the Beef Checkoff on the national level. Ardell used to be on staff here with us at the Beef Council. So great to see that they're still eager to continue sharing the good story about the beef industry. And they wanted to see cow-calf and cows being fed out. And so the Quams are able to give that whole story in one. We're actually bringing out Laura Hinton from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She's on the retail marketing team. She's going to deliver a presentation sharing some of the data that they have that'll be relevant for the retailers' consumers. We're going to smoke some tri-tips out at the farm and have a great day. Then the next day, we're going down to Janesville to Arndt Land and Cattle, where the Arndt family is going to host the Aldi sustainability team from their corporate office. They want to be able to learn more about what's going on the farm level so that they can set sustainability goals that are actually achievable. So they're very passionate about learning what's happening on the farm, and they're also bringing out some folks from their fresh beef purchasing offices to be able to see that retail side. Laura, since she's coming in on the 13th, she's going to stay the night and be here for the 14th as well to share some of their data. And we're excited. Once again, I actually just chatted with Austin this morning, and he said we're going from conception to finish, where they're going to start with the calves and walk them all the way through the beef life cycle. So very excited to be working with these families.
And glad that the retailers are interested in hearing that story. Caitlin Riley along with us. That's what it's all about. Research, education, and promotion fueled by your checkoff dollars. Now you know how busy. That's just the tip of the iceberg on things that are happening in the month of May to promote our beef product. We appreciate Caitlin sharing the details. You can find more whenever you need. Recipes, grill tips, what meat do you want to put on the grill? They've got it all at beeftips.com, and find additional details on some of the participating activities they've got, including participating with the marathon runners that are going to be crisscrossing the state of Wisconsin. It's all there, beeftips.com. Our special thanks to Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association for bringing you Checkoff Chats today. Those good folks all across the state of Wisconsin, all across the Midwest, trying to help farm families across the state get the most for their livestock. Find sales details, sale locations, and more at equitycoop.com.